A few days ago, I was having a conversation with my husband, and I was like, what do we want our lives to look like when our kids grow up and move out of the house, when we're retired? What do we need to do to set ourselves up financially so that we can have a lifestyle where we can maintain a certain amount of activity and adventure? Because I think once we stop moving, once we start becoming inactive in retirement, that's when we get sick and that's when we get injured. And that's not how I want to spend my retirement. And I'm really excited today to introduce you to Marianne Hoffman. Marianne's been part of the Hike Like Women community for a long time. She's hiked the El Camino. She now lives in Ecuador. And she's just fantastic. But I really look up to Marianne as a mentor and a friend and just a really good example of what life can look like as you get older if you keep moving your body. And so Marianne is going to be presenting at our summit about hiking and hiking at any age. And I'm excited to introduce you to you. I'm excited for her to present at our summit. And I will let her tell her story right here. And if you want to learn more about our summit, you can head on over to our website, hikelikewoman.com. Our virtual summit is going to be held May 8th through the 12th. You'll be able to join us from anywhere in the world. And, it's just going to be several days of really inspiring presentations by women from all over the world. And I'm really excited for it. And I'd love for you to head on over to our website, hikelikewoman.com, to learn more. But for now, please enjoy my conversation with Marianne.
Oh my gosh, it's been like what, 6 years, 7 years actually since I first met you. And we've both been on a lot of journeys since then, right?
Yes, we have. And I'm so excited that you're gonna talk at the summit
Thank
and
you.
share your experiences and your story and hopefully encourage and inspire more women to get outside no matter what, right?
I hope so too, because I want you to know I really am sincere about it and passionate. I hike with people that are my peers here, my age group. Not that I feel like I have to tell people my age, but I turned 67 this month, and hiking changed my life and continues to. And so I am really passionate about it, and I want people my age to know there's no reason not to go. So that's how I feel about it. Anyway, I always say this is like one of my favorite quotes by Hafiz, and it's, the words you speak are the house that you live in. And I think that is such good advice. And I think that as people my age, we have to be careful about how we self-talk. And I do think it makes a difference. Because honestly, I don't feel any different than I've ever felt. I really don't. So I
Well, except for maybe super happy because you live in this beautiful place surrounded by these beautiful people.
on a beautiful mountain. Our house right here, Rebecca, is at 9,100 feet. So about what, 2,800 meters or something like that. I'm surrounded the high Andes that we live in. I mean, it's just because you're in Wyoming and I'm from Utah, where we both have beautiful mountains. I'm beautiful, but it's just different landscape here. And it's crazy. You look at a mountain range and then there's one right behind it and another one behind it and in every direction. So it's different. It is more challenging hiking here. Elevation being one thing, but resources. Like we don't go to trailheads. There's no trailheads. Like you don't pull up in a car and park at a trailhead and go hiking. Like it's different. So it's funny. There's three phone carriers here. So when we're hiking in a group, someone has one of every phone carrier, and it doesn't matter. You still can't get signals. So it is different. But oh, come visit. Seriously. I feel like Ecuador is still a little bit of a hidden gem, So anyway, you can see I'm happy. I'm excited about it. I like it here. And
Oh, I'm so glad.
Yeah. And I like being challenged here, Rebecca. And that's another thing I think people my age need to realize. I mean, yeah, maybe I can't hike at the level you do, Rebecca, but no. I think that me and my peers here are really close to that. So, you know, I mean, I used to think, you know, because I injured my knee pretty bad about 18 months ago and had to have surgery. Yeah. And I was just coming back from a hike and I blew my meniscus. I had to have 40% of my meniscus removed.
Oh.
But what I want to say is at first, you know, it was like, oh, you know, is this my age? I mean, well, of course I have a little bit more wear and tear in years, but then I'm not saying that it's my new thing is I didn't hurt it because of my age. I hurt it because I'm an athlete, because I'm a hiker. So it's, again, I think you just have to change that mindset. You know, there's plenty of young people that have blown up their knees and we just have to work to get back at it. And it's the same for me as I think anybody any age. So anyway.
I'm glad you said that you're an athlete because I talked to a woman last week who is a trainer and I was like, oh, we're just hikers. We're just hikers. And she's like, no, you're athletes. And I had never really thought about hiking as being an athletic endeavor, which sounds ridiculous, totally athletic, but it's not like going out on the field and like throwing the ball around. No, it's a different athleticism.
Definitely. But it is, but you are an athlete. And it took me a long time to like own that, you know, or I'm a late bloomer, Rebecca. I didn't start hiking. And I think you know this, but I didn't start hiking. I wanted to do the Camino de Santiago for my 60th birthday. Yes. So I didn't start hiking or training till I was 59. I went hiking maybe once or twice a year with my kids, you know, when they were younger, but I really didn't start. I'm a late bloomer. And I feel like if I can do it, anyone can, if you want to.
And the El Camino, that was kind of the start, right?
Of
your hiking kind of journey.
Yeah. I wanted to do something monumental for my 60th birthday. And I'd never even heard of the Camino. So what I did was in my 59th year, I'm doing all these Google searches, like long walks, big hikes, you know, and I knew I couldn't do the PCT. I mean, I couldn't get ready in time for that. I like to walk and hike more than I'm comfortable carrying camping equipment. So, and of course then, you know, the Appalachia Trail and I'm like, I don't know. Anyway, but okay, now I'll just, you know, sound a little bit crazy, but I believe you're called to do certain things. And I came across the Camino. And once I saw that on the internet, I was just like bombarded. Like then like documentary movies started showing up in Salt Lake about it. And then, you know, I mean, it was just like everything just like showed up and I'm like, yeah, I have to do this. So, and it did. And I'm proud of the fact that me and my BFF did that. It is challenging. And I don't want to get in trouble for saying this, but I felt like the people our age had an easier time on the Camino than younger people. Oh. So maybe just different expectations, different life experience, you know?
Yeah.
I don't know. I mean, I don't want to talk any age of out not doing it, but we were hiking with people 60s, 70s, 80s, you know, when we did the Camino. So I think if there's a will, there's a way, you know?
Yes. And what your friend, that was the friend we ran into at Vita Boo, right?
It wasn't that crazy. I cried. I mean, I cried. I mean, she's just like the best hikey, you know, Rebecca, we were together for 42 days, me and that friend. And loved every minute of it and never had any drama. And I think that's unusual.
Wow.
So, and I was really careful. I knew that going into the Camino, you know, I'm married. My husband doesn't hike. So there had to be compromises made. And I told him, oh, I think I want to do this. And he's like, yeah, I don't think so. We went back and forth for about a month. And then he said, if you go with someone, I will be okay with that. So that was the concession. And then the universe dropped the perfect person down to me. And that was the beginning. So, yeah. But yeah, when I saw her, you know, I hadn't seen her for, I don't know, a year or whatever, when we were in Wyoming, and to just randomly come across, like, oh, anyway.
I know. I'm trying to remember how that worked out.
Well, I was
going to meet her like the next day or something.
Yeah. Yeah. But seeing she's a hiker. And so she's just, I hadn't even talked to her. She's just like, I think she asked at her hotel or something where to go hiking. And then I think they recommended something and she didn't do that. I think she just ended up on our trip. Yeah. Yeah. So
it was, that was
fun. Yeah, I know. It was really fun.
Yeah. Those are the kind of friendships that are formed on the trail, and they're really the best friendships.
Absolutely. I mean, you know, as a hiker and you're hardcore and backpacking and everything, but you really do depend on each other. And I feel like there's a difference being on a hike with people that, you know, have your back, and people, and I think we give back. But it does make a difference knowing that you have a good companion or good companions. For me, especially, I will tell you, in when I lived in Salt Lake, you know, the canyons are 20 minutes away. I could go up. I mean, I'd hike alone. I could do this, that, and the other. I can here in Ecuador go out my back door and go hike up to the ridge and walk for miles in both directions. And it's amazing. But I don't hike other places alone because it's just really crazy and remote and rugged, and there's not trails and there's not cell service. And so it is a different hike here for me because I usually will only go if I'm with other people. So anyway.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I love your story. How did you, what would you say to someone who's like, you know, approaching retirement age and been sedentary and just looked out the window and thought, I'd love to go up to the top of that mountain, but never done it? How would you encourage someone who's has?
Well,
those
that's
feelings?
Kind of my story, you know, that's kind of my situation. And I felt like, you know, you're a mom, you've got your kids, you've got a job and a career and all of these things. And that was the same for me. And I just decided for my, now that I retired when I was 58, I think my husband was still working. I just decided, it's like I say, where there's a will, there's a way. And, you know, I hurt when we started doing this, me and my friend. I mean, we walked 2 miles and I'd pull my car back in the driveway of my house in, you know, Salt Lake, and be like, I can't even get out of my car and walk up the stairs. I'm so sore. Or I have so many blisters from this 2 mile walk we did today. But if you want to do it, you just keep doing it. And we laugh about that now. I still do hikes sometimes here that it takes me 2-3 days to recover. We do 14,000 feet elevation and we're gone for 5 or 6 hours. And downhill is much harder than uphill for me and my knees. But, If you want to put in the time, do it. But start small. Don't have big expectations. I mean, like I say, we started with 2 miles and then worked up to 3 miles. And then maybe a month later tried 4 miles. And it still hurt. It still hurt to pull into the driveway and try to get up the stairs. But after a while, it stops hurting, you know? And the sense of accomplishment, that I think that's been. And the sense of, yes, accomplishment, but pride. I have to say, I admit, I'm proud of what I can do at this age. And like I say, if I can do it, Rebecca, anybody can. And it's never too late to start, you know? I mean, you don't have to end up in Ecuador hiking in the high Andes, but you can, but it might happen.
Maybe. Know? I don't know. Yeah. And I'm proud of you, too, for doing it.
Thank you. Thank you. I, you know, it's really funny too, Rebecca, like a lot of people that I knew back in the States and then still stay in touch with, but this always makes me feel, and I'm being sincere about it, it always makes me feel weird. Like every now and then they'll say, but oh, you're so brave. You know, I'm not especially brave, Rebecca. I'm really not. I'm a very average, you know, person that decided that for the life I have remaining on this planet, I'm going to like just do every opportunity. That's another thing. Don't turn down opportunities. You know, if that person that's had a career and is looking out the window and thinking and call up a friend, or if a friend calls you and says, hey, let's just go walk around a lake for an hour, do it, you know? Mm-hmm. And that's what I learned. Now I never turn down an opportunity, and it's gotten a little crazy, but but it's fun.
Glad you mentioned that. I was talking to someone a few days ago, Allison, with She Dreams of Alpine is going to be presenting at the summit too. And she said she had a year of yes. So she was very young, got divorced, and then she decided that year she was going to say yes to every single opportunity. She went on her backpacking trip because she said yes. And it led to this whole thing and this whole business and career for her, all because she said yes. And I was like, Allison, I'm in a year of no. I'm not saying yes to anything, but that's those opportunities. We don't want to miss them.
Yeah. And now it's like, you know, my kids are grown. I have grandkids. They're all in the States now. Yeah. You know, but you know what? It's opened. My kids like to travel. And so we've been here. We just had our 6-year anniversary here in Ecuador, which is unbelievable, right? That's crazy.
Wow.
It freaks me out.
Did you intend it? You didn't intend it to be this long, did you? You were just going to go try it out?
We just didn't have a clue or a plan. And it just, we really didn't. But I will say, walking the Camino de Santiago did change my brain. And
really?
And that was in 2016. And so when I got back and in 2017, I really was climbing the walls. I was like, I want more adventure. I did something big and I want to keep doing stuff that was big. Yeah. And literally within 9 months, I knew nothing about Ecuador. And my husband and I flew down here just to check it out with no plan.
Yeah.
The third day we were here, we bought our house. I mean, it was just all crazy and still didn't have a plan. He was still working anyway. So, but that's the year. That was my year of yes. My 2 years of yes. Now I'm only in yes years. Everything's a yes now.
Yes.
Yeah. But I'm lucky. My kids like to come. My grandkids come. It's just opened up opportunities for all of us. And so it worked out. It worked out good, and we have absolutely no regrets. But yeah, I can't believe it's been 6 years. So,
yeah, I wish my parents would move to a foreign country and have a place to come visit.
Tell them. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. You know. Yeah, so, won't. They won't, because it's scary and new, and you know.
I understand that, and those aren't things to minimize. You know, we all have. You know, 8 years ago, if somebody. It would have just been a joke. If I had thought I would live in a foreign country in South America 8 years ago, I would have thought they were crazy. And I'm not even really sure exactly how it all evolved, but you know, we decided, we came here, we visited, we bought a house. 9 months later, we'd sold everything that we owned in Utah, had estate sales to clean out our house. You know, I mean, it was crazy. And we did it in 9 months, and of course, my husband got great pleasure in going in 2 weeks before we decided to move here and giving his 2 weeks notice at work, which was, it was just silly. I mean, it was like one of those things everybody dreams of, you know? So,
like, peace out. I'm done.
Yeah,
I'm moving done.
Exactly. Exactly. So I really am, though, Rebecca, passionate that I want people my age to know there's a big world out there and a big life and big adventure and big fun. And you can do it if you want to. I'm nothing special. I'm just like everybody else. And I decided that the only change was that I wanted to have fun for as long as I have left. And that's all it takes. So, yeah, I hope. I mean it so sincerely. If it motivates that one person looking out the window thinking they want to go, then I want them to get that message, you know?
So. Yeah. You're a great inspiration for all of us, because you're fun, you're awesome, you're adventurous, and you're just like, doing it. I'm doing it.
Thank you.
I think your presentation is really going to resonate with our community because, you know, I feel like lately our audience has really shifted, and it's shifted to women coming out of the pandemic thinking, I need something more. I need something more in my life. I need to make a change. I'm not being fulfilled or satisfied, or there's something else out there for me. And I think this is a pandemic thing. I think this, your story is going to really help women who are like, what's next?
And I think that's a really good point about the pandemic. I think with all the bad, there is good.
Yeah.
And good in changing people's views of, you know, what life looks like.
So. Yeah. And life is short, and let's make it really awesome. Cause yeah. we don't know what the future is.
Oh my gosh. I'm like right there with you. I mean, seriously. And I will say one little thing is that I've had, and I'm not saying this is a bad thing. It gets a little addictive, Rebecca. I put stars on my face and I don't know how to get rid of them, but it is a little, the adrenaline rush is a little bit addictive.
Yeah.
So I don't think that's a bad thing, but now it's like, you know, I'll go on a, you know, I'm going to Argentina next month to hike.
I love Argentina. Where in Argentina are you going to be?
The whole country. We're going from top to bottom.
And Bariloche is one of my favorite places in the world. So stop.
Okay. If you have any tips, please send them to me. Please email them to me. I would love that. You know, I'm doing things that were never in my brain. Never, never, never. I you know, didn't even know existed. You know, so there's, I have some stories and some adventures and stuff that, you know, I can get into later, but, just do it. Seriously, just do it. And the other thing is I want the people to know, a lot of the places that are in our head that we think are scary, they're not. This country is not scary. South America is not scary. And people need to realize that. You know, one thing I really like about traveling, but I've really learned, is everybody loves their babies just like you and I love ours, Rebecca. We're just all one world, you know? Mm-hmm. So anyway, it's been very rewarding.
Yay! Well, thank you so much for offering to present at the summit and sharing your story and your experience, and just for being an awesome mentor and friend and someone who I can look up to and want to be.
You're sweet. Oh, thank you, Rebecca. And you come visit here sometime. We'll show you a good time.
So dang it. Now I have to plan a trip to Ecuador. Actually, no, I really want to go visit Marianne in Ecuador. But I hope you enjoyed my conversation with her. I hope that you felt inspired. And if you want to learn more about our virtual summit and how you can attend, please head on over to our website, hikelikeawoman.com. Thanks so much, and I'll catch you next time.